rain. It dreeped fae the slate reefs o' Desloch Place. It swealed doon the gutters. It turned the cosses near black with the doonpish, garring the snails in the gardens, drawing their twa lums, and the mavis took shelter aneath the rubbery leaves o' a roden bus till it stopped it. And nocht to droon an ark. Ah, many small possessions had been flitted to Granny Bruce's hame the night afore, cared it in by Daisy, the horse that her father had gien her afore he died. In a way, it made the flitting easier to thole, kenning that Daisy had flitted to the toon weir to help deliver the milk. Granny had reassured the Queenie 100 times that e'en she was settled in Aberdeen, and Ma had made a grip in her grief in the running of the farm, she making hame for the antrin we kind. It was na punishment being sent to bide wi' her granny. Na, it was a' for her ain guid to gie her a grand education and to smeeth doon her rough edges, mak mair o' a lady oot o' her. They had gien many a wee room to hersel, a been the dairy and cart shed at the ane of the street, far it jined wi' fight far brae. Neist to Annie's wee room was the loft, a glory hole o' bits o' carpets and footies and bairn trock and stew. All the unwanted things in the house found their way to the loft. On the neist floor down was Aunt Florence's room, and on t'other sides of the stairs was the music room, for she took her wee charges to learn them their scales and arpeggios. Granny had already told Minnie that she was to be put to Aunt Florence to learn the piano, sharing her lessons with her cousin Izzy, a brech sport in the otherwise dreich horizon. Izzy's folk had settled in the glamorous hotel a while back in a long street near the heart of the town, and he knew its main arteries. Izzy herself gave to fee pie and squeal, for daughters a gentlefolk, and her family had great hopes of her making a guid march in marrying weel. On the nuke of the landing, out tower for the grandfather clock, was Uncle Douglas's room. But with him in Kuala Lumpur it was half turned into a library, for the Bruces keepit their books, and long rows of shelving ben the was. On the bottom floor was Aunt Jessie's room, niece to Granny Bruce. Aunt Jessie keepit house to Granny Bruce. The parlour and the kitchen were on the bottom floor, and the dry lavvy was out the back at the end of the garden, niece to the coal shed and the wash house. Granny's house was far finer than Minnie's hame in the farm. Almatha, her man, had been chairman to the Woodside Parish Council. He did the squeal board the governor's yon artie, funny farmed woodies afore his laddie Jimmy took it over. His diary at Desloch Place retailed to Sachs shops in the town. He'd been presi of the Dairymen's Association, a director of the Central Mert, an officer of the United Free Kirk, as well as husband and father. His bairns a' grown, and a' either farming or teaching, or o'er the braid oceans, overseeing the milk in her rubber fae trees, and hine awa' Ceylon or Malaya. Almatha had deed 6 months afore Minnie's da', and this being the Sabbath, as soon as breakfast was over, Granny Bruce, as matriarch of the family, would order a gig to tack them over to the Macher Kirk, for her man was buried for the Sabbath service. As yet, Minnie hadna started unpacking, apart from her flannel goon the night afore. She stood at the window of her room and glowered up. Fight ha bray up to far her mither Sally had eens keepit hoose to a kinswoman, Dr. Annie Ross, een of the first woman doctors in the town. On this very bray her ma had met her da at the tail end of the dairy cart, when she'd brought out her jug for him to fault. Her mother had gotten all braw frocks for the doctor. She was a great favourite with her kinswoman, mair o' a companion body nor a housekeeper.